Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another exciting evening. Tonight is Rolling Energy's Monday night tribute to our veterans. Thank you, veterans that served, that gave all. Some of you lost your life. Some of you got relatives. Some of you are still in the military. We thank you for the service that you did. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Gary Shaw. I am your host this evening. I'm going to ask you to get a pen and get a piece of paper because we are going to unlock the excitement, the adventure. Some of you are not going to believe what you're going to hear. Some of you, this may not be for you at all. But majority of you, if you listen carefully, take some great notes, and you listen, we're going to share with you how to literally unlock your vision, your mind, to the vibrations, to sound, to energy, and to frequencies. I want to give a shout out to some people that help us. Thank each and every one of our branding partners, those that operate on the radio board. Thank you so much. I want to do a disclaimer. Ladies and gentlemen, this show has not been evaluated by any government regulatory agencies at all. This radio show is an educational, informational show only. So we ask, please do not mention anything that has to do with medical. Refrain from using the word P and an end at the end. It's discomfort. We're not here to cure. We're not here to diagnose. We're not here to prevent. We're not here to do nothing but share with you some educational information. And if you are literally taking medication now, do not stop. Consult with a licensed practitioner or your doctor. If you want to share some information with them, get them on the show, so they could have a little insight into what this vision is. And second, we will not discuss any kind of possibilities of income because every single one of you is completely different. Some of you will catch this vision and some of you won't. Some of you will work and work it. Majority of you won't. We want the ones that want it to take it to the next level. Now, I'm going to introduce a gentleman that I've known for years and years. I ain't going to tell you how long, because then I'd probably tell you how old we both are. We're both in our early 30s. We're a little older than that. But anyway, we both have built businesses that exceeded over $3 million a year in sales. We both literally have a business degree and a marketing degree, but one, my business partner, has an MBA. He actually has a little advantage over me because he was a college professor. I'm just no country boy. He actually taught graduate students as well as college students on the aspect of business, all aspects of business. He taught marketing. He has a psychology degree. He basically has a speech degree. And one of the biggest things that he is, more than anything else, he is a naturist. This gentleman can go literally and has took over 1 million people around the world out into deserts, out into jungles, out into swamps, literally out into places that no one had ever ventured before, and took them on what they call a weed walk, looking for weeds and plants and berries and things that you could eat that God created without any chemicals whatsoever. He's going to talk a little bit about the past. He's going to take you to a gentleman maybe you've heard of, maybe you hadn't. Maybe you've heard of Nikola Tesla, maybe you hadn't. Then he's going to bring you a little forward, and then he's going to share with you what's in the future. So grab that pen, grab that piece of paper, so you can take extremely good notes. And if you're a first-time caller, we're going to give you a website to go fill out some information, because we want to give you some free samples some freedom. And with that, let's give a big warm welcome to Professor Irv Samuels. Irv, you here?
I am. I was just in the process of working with a young man from Nigeria that is looking for a business opportunity. So, you know, just in case people think there's limitations on the possibilities, I think they're remiss.
Absolutely remiss. All right. Tell us a little bit about Nikola Tesla. What do you know about Nikola Tesla?
All right. There are literally entire books written on Nikola Tesla, and I highly recommend that everybody, at some point, just for your own edification, just glimpse into the power of that man. He was certainly a futurist. In fact, I'll just kind of put you in the seat of one of his cars. You know, again, this is a long time ago. He died in 1943. In 1895, in his journals, you might have been the passenger in one of the cars that he pictured in one of his workbooks without a driver. Think about that. Had a scary thought. There were barely cars. And he already had the thoughts of them self-driving, them having the ability to guide using guidance systems to be able to navigate from one location to another. And there are so many things that he brought, you know, to our universe, most of which we still don't have any practical applications for, but he created more than 1,000 patents. Among the ones that you may have heard of are hydroelectricity, you know, the ability to basically capture currents or rapids from rivers and streams and turn it into electricity production. One of the examples of his particular original patent is the Niagara Project on the Niagara River right near Niagara Falls. And that power plant today still is a example for the world of efficiency. It pretty much literally lights up the entire Niagara region. It's been emulated, duplicated, replicated all around the world. Mr. Tesla also was known for his pioneering efforts related to electricity. And for those of you that have studied him, you're probably familiar with the Tesla coil. I remember when I was a young man, my brother was maybe a high school junior or senior, and he and his friend Ed McCray were working in our basement, and they put together a Tesla coil, and I was fascinated. It, you know, kind of threw out some sparks and, you know, did some pretty cool things. I don't think they ever lit up the house with it, but it was a pretty small model. Bottom line is, had Nikola Tesla had his way, we would have had free electricity for the entire world. Well, in the 20s, he was working on something called quantum resonating energy. And that pioneering work pretty much went, you know, unrecognized. There are other people that, you know, picked up the baton and ran with it for a little while. But ultimately, there are very few projects in the world that specifically have brought practical application to the pioneering work from Nikola Tesla on quantum energy. We're going to talk about some that are going to impact your life. They are amazing. Again, exclusive technologies that will impact so many different aspects of your life, improving not only your current circumstances, but improving so many things far into your future. So let me jump ahead about 100 years or so, and let's look at a little town in New Hampshire. A young man happened to go to the mailbox and saw an invitation to the Tesla Convention. The Tesla Convention is pretty much and I use this term respectfully, a geeky event. You know, some of the sharpest minds in the world assemble at that event. And some of the theories and ideas that are brought to the, you know, to the forefront of people that are in attendance are literally mind expanding. Well, this young man was excited. He was going. I mean, you know, as soon as he saw that invitation, he was so excited, pretty much even had his bags packed. Well, his father, Rick Hassler, who is a seriously successful businessman, he had at that time recently sold one of his companies as an Inc. 500 company after 25 years of development to Kyocera, the incredibly powerful international industrial company from Japan. So he had big bucks and was pretty much comfortable, and that's an understatement. But when his son came to him with that invitation, said, I'm going to the convention, he had some reservations. Not that he didn't think his son Mike deserved going. He definitely was proud of him. You know, he really takes care of all of his children, and they have a close-knit family, and it's really, really amazing at the relationship that they have among each other. However, the event was in Germany that year, and Mike, you know, a New Hampshire backwoods boy, didn't have a whole lot of worldly exposure, certainly didn't speak German, and Rick, as a concerned, you know, parent, was absolutely reticent in thinking that his son could, you know, just get up and fly across the pond and, you know, have a great non-complicated reality at being at the Tesla convention with some of the geekiest people in the world. So he basically put his foot down and said, no, you're not going now. And Mike was very persistent, kept working on Dad. Dad eventually came around, said, all right, Mike, you're right. You need to be there. And you're going. However, there's a catch, and that's I'm going with you. And that's exactly what happened. They went. They attended all the lectures and all the breakout sessions. They had so much brain swell. It was just an amazing circumstance. They came back to the States. Rick, the father, basically pigeonholed everything he had heard because it was so futuristic. He was in his early 50s at the time, and he was thinking, maybe if I live long enough, if I live to be, you know, 80, 90, 100 years old, something will, you know, click out of some of those theories that we were introduced to. Well, when his son Mike came to him, said, Dad, based upon what we heard and what I have in mind and some ideas that just keep kind of haunting me, I believe I could develop something practical and impact the world. And his dad did at least a triple take, maybe a quadruple take. Couldn't believe it. He said, what in the world are you talking about? I mean, you know, and he was thinking in terms of Star Trek. Beam me up, Scotty. I mean, you know, that didn't exist in 2012. And for Mike, maybe it did in his head. You know, fortunately, as technology continues to develop in the world, that, you know, will become a part of our world. In fact, you know, major inroads were made towards, you know, teletransportation very recently, within the last 3 months. And if you want to Google that, I think you'll be amazed at the progress we're making with that aspect of quantum physics. But let's stick with quantum resonating energy. Mike basically said, Dad, give me some money and I'll go to work and make something happen. And his dad said, okay. And he gave him the checkbook. Mike went shopping. Didn't take very long until he had put together one of the state-of-the-art quantum physics laboratories, you know, unparalleled basically around the world. And he went to work. And he was so focused in his intention to get something, you know, available and practical were just so intense that he was unstoppable. And it didn't take very long until he came up with an idea that was patentable. They filed for the patent. And that was the inception of what you're about to hear about. The patent has since been granted, along with 5 additional patents and a lot of ideas that are, you know, almost in the patent pending status. You'll see a lot of ingenious developments in technology come from these research and development pioneers. So as Mike came up with the original patent, let's talk a little bit about it. You can review it It's available. Get back to the individual who invited you to this information. They'll be glad to share with you exactly where you can look at the various patents. But the first one was what I like to call a trifecta. The first part being we isolate frequencies, quantum resonating energy frequencies from given sources. Everything has a frequency. And again, you can review the patents, have various ways of isolating those frequencies. And once they are isolated, we can then embed them into substrates, into materials that hold the energy. And over the last 8 years, the company has experimented with hundreds and hundreds of various substrates, finding that a special kind of hologram and a special kind of carbon fiber material hold quantum resonating energy very efficiently. And as such, and here's the hard part to understand related to how our world has changed. When anything with an energy field, okay, and that could be a plant, an animal, a mammal, could be a human, is exposed to one of these, and I'm going to call those substrates batteries, just for simplicity's sake. We could all relate to, you know, batteries holding energy, and they wear out over time. And you know, you have to have it, you know, sort of handy to however you're going to use it to get the benefit out of it. Well, that's what we have. We have substrates made out of holograms, specialty holograms, and amazing carbon fiber materials that hold resonating energy, not just one frequency, multiple frequencies. In fact, the first one that I'll be describing in a minute has more than 100 different frequencies in it, as do other modalities within the battery line. So the third part is that when something with an energy field or something with an energy field comes into the area in which one of these batteries is active and resonating the energy embedded into it, the recipient enjoys the benefit of the original source emanating the energy. Or, you know, in the case of like a vitamin or a mineral or a plant source, they receive exactly the same benefit as if they had consumed the original source emanating the energy. That's not possible, is it? Well, turns out it's patented. It's available, and it's going to impact your life if you're smart enough to embrace it. I don't suggest that you believe what I say. Try it. Prove it to yourself. Everything that this particular research and development firm has put together is absolutely unconditionally guaranteed to provide satisfaction. So you have no financial risk in your experimentation. And I would recommend that everything that is relevant that you experiment with, get the benefits firsthand. Change your life. Improve every aspect of your life. Now I'm going to run through some of those batteries. One is called Relief. Looks like a Band-Aid. It's clear, about 3/4 of an inch in diameter. It's a peel and stick. It holds energy for about 3 days. And when you place it near the body or on the body or on your pet's, you know, collar or, you know, close to a pet or, you know, maybe a bigger animal, you know, a zebra or giraffe or maybe you have a pet cow, you know, whatever. Bottom line is the energy embedded in it, more than 100 different frequencies, provides relief. Relief from anxiety and stress, relief from physical discomfort, relief from nausea, indigestion, relief from some kind of nervous tremor circumstances. Can be amazing at how rapidly and how beneficial this simple little battery can be. Try it. Prove it yourself. Next time, rather than, you know, use some kind of chemical poisoning or, you know, going for some kind of medical treatment, there may be a simpler, safer, much more efficient solution to provide relief. Stick it where it hurts. We have a battery called Wow. And it is a wow. It has more than 100 frequencies embedded in it also. It has frequencies of CBD in it, has essential oil frequencies in it. It has all kinds of things that are very beneficial, plant-derived, energy-sourced frequencies that when they come in the range of exposure to your energy field, it will make a huge difference. Mental clarity and focus are pretty apparent. Extra energy, relief from discomfort and stress, relief from physical discomfort, relief from pretty much anything that you're going to be challenged with, you're going to see benefits, and even stiffness. You know, if you end up waking up for some reason and part of your body isn't as fluid as you would like it to be, get out of wow and you will be wowed. We have a nitro battery. It stimulates natural production of nitric oxide in the body, and all I can say is optimal cardiovascular health is important. Should be very, very important, right next to immunity in you know, these challenging times. So many people have health compromises that relate to their cardiovascular system not functioning at optimal levels. Well, step up your nitric oxide level production and you'll see things begin to work much better. Better performance, faster recovery in every aspect of your life, whether it's in the bedroom, whether it's specifically on some kind of physical activity that you're about to embark on, or whether maybe you're going to do some competitive activity in a sporting event. Would you like the edge? Would you like triple the pump, half the recovery time? Well, experience optimal level of nitric oxide. It takes time. You know, it's not going to happen as soon as you put on one of these simple batteries. It's a cumulative effect as your body begins to develop more and more nitric oxide. But a lot of people, as soon as they do put them on, begin to experience benefits. And I wouldn't be surprised if you do too. We have an immune battery. Incredible. Boost your immune system with frequencies only. Vitamin B, vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, cotacota, licorice root, elderberry, literally a cornucopia of those things that we know that really facilitate optimal immune function. Put on an immune resonator and keep it on all the time. Every 3 days, swap it out for a new one. You'll be much, much more vital at responding to whatever your body needs to respond to. And that is critical for ultimate health. Then we have a burn battery. It's amazing. Talking about transforming your body. If you want to have a, you know, kind of a younger version of yourself as you begin to convert some of the visceral fat into lean muscle, as you begin to lose inches and pounds, as you begin to get some of the toxins and chemicals out of your body, as you begin to eliminate cravings for things that are so detrimental to the body, like sugar and soda pop and things that we know aren't any good for us, yet we like the taste and we tend to go back to the well over and over. Well, once you are experiencing the frequencies within the burn, you'll see you start to think clearer, and for some reason, those cravings will not be nearly as intense. In fact, they may go away completely. We have a sleep battery. I won't even go into the detail, but everybody needs stage 4 sleep. You need to get to sleep. You need to sleep, you know, on an ongoing basis. You need to have deep, recurring dreams if, you know, if your body is ready to do that. That happens during the REM cycle, the rapid eye movement cycle. And these sleep batteries really help to get your body back into formidable sleeping patterns. We have a lot of other technologies. Won't, you know, jump into those right now, but as you begin to investigate, you're going to be overwhelmed with really cool things that you probably, if you're a first-time listener, never knew existed. Going to now jump to EMF, electromagnetic frequency, something that everybody should be paying attention to and doing something about. EMF, electromagnetic radiation or frequency, is, you know, very common all around us. In fact, you know, the way technology has developed in the last 30 years, maybe longer, we have literally put ourselves into a cloud of radiation. Can't go anywhere in the planet without being impacted. And our bodies are not able to adapt. They just don't have the ability to handle this radiation. It's a foreign entity to them. It's not within the realm of acceptable energy levels. And as a consequence, long-term chronic exposure has incredibly devastating consequences, some of which we're just beginning to see. Geriatric diseases in very youthful people. It's a terrible thought. Now, with the deployment of 5G, there are 32,000 low-lying satellites being launched as we speak. You can't hide from it, but you could do something about it. We have EMF shields that you can put on a device, your cell phone, your router, your laptop, your notebook, pretty much anything that is high-tech and broadcasts, you know, or receives signals in some fashion, is emitting electromagnetic frequency. And these stickers, you just put them on them. They're unconditionally guaranteed for a year, and boy, did they make a huge difference. Don't take my word for it. We have a four-minute video that will absolutely prove to you at how impactful this technology is. We move on. We have a earthing card. It has the frequencies of the earth in it. It looks like a credit card. It's carbon fiber, unconditionally guaranteed for an entire year. I have one on a lanyard around my neck that is 3 years old, and it's working as efficiently as it was the day that I received it. What does it do? It has the frequencies of the earth in it, so it literally has me continually exposed to those frequencies as if I was running barefoot on the grass, or as if my little pinky is dipped into the lake or the creek or the river, or as if I am wading in the ocean, or as if I am hanging out in the mist at Victoria Falls in Africa or Niagara Falls in New York or Canada. The energy of the earth, something that is so vital and so impactful to every earth being. And we can demonstrate with these cards just simply by passing them to somebody within, you know, a minute. We could demonstrate that we can improve their strength. We can improve their range of motion, their balance. A lot of people simply by holding the card begin to become energized to extreme. Some people notice, you know, a calming effect. Some people experience mental clarity and focus. It goes on and on, but it's always very positive. And these cards also have the ability to mitigate the complications of 3G, 4G, 5G, and even dirty electricity. So it's one thing to protect yourself from your own devices, but you can't protect yourself from the entire neighborhood. You can't protect yourself from the concourse of power lines that runs through your street. You can't protect yourself from the 3G, 4G, and 5G towers that are cropping up around until now with one of these cards. And we can demonstrate how effective they are. So don't procrastinate. You know, maybe you don't really concern yourself enough about your own personal health, but take care of your children and your grandchildren. Make sure they are protected. And the final item I'm going to talk about is a revolutionary invention. It's called a food freshness card. And what it does is it mitigates, through frequencies only, the development of mold, bacteria, and fungi. And by doing so, those things that typically spoil relatively rapidly have extended vibrancy, vitality, freshness of like 50%. Think about that. Instead of wasting things, your leftovers, your spinach, your berries, you know, your bananas going bad, your bread going stale, your pastries, your donuts turning into rocks. Bottom line is, with one of these freshness cards, you're going to save a lot of money. It's one of those few inventions that if you don't buy it, it's costing you money. In fact, you know, the average household probably saved $300, $500, maybe even more dollars per year with each card. So all I can say is get your card today. You know, don't even play around. Again, unconditionally guaranteed for a year. And the savings are so significant. There's so many other ways to use the technology also. We'll probably hear about those, some of the testimonials as we open up the lines this evening. Appreciate everybody for tuning in. I just want to mention that based upon exclusive technologies of such significance that literally address some of the most complicated issues of our era without any of the dangerous side effects and complications that typically are the solutions for those complications, there is a huge opportunity associated with these technologies. And fortunately, the company that manufactures these a year ago opened up their doors to allow individuals like myself and Gary and Richard and Sheila and Scott, and it goes on, and I don't want to, you know, skip anybody, but we have so many people that are focused at making a huge impact on this world and improving people's lives. And we have the ability now to capitalize on these patented technologies. It's amazing. Join us, become a brand partner. It doesn't cost anything, so there's no financial risk. Step up to the plate, purchase a package. They run from $99 up to thousands of dollars. We have an incredible $399 spring special going on. It has two earthing cards in it. It has pretty much everything else in the product line except for the pet resonator products. And all I can say is when you experience all those products, it's only $399, has like a $1,200 value. You're going to, you know, not only be able to triple your money if you choose to retail these items, but you'll also have the opportunity to really experience energy in your life to a degree that you never imagined possible. So if you choose, you could turn it into a financial activity. You could use the profits. You get a self-replicated website simply by becoming a brand partner. When anybody goes to that site and makes a purchase, you earn money. You could use that to purchase any or all of the products in the product line or use it for whatever you want to. We've had many brand partners that bought all the products out of earnings, not out of pocket. So there are no excuses for not having these as a part of your life. And if you want to, you know, turn up the burners just a little, turn it into a part-time business activity, certainly could do that. 2 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours a week. You could create some nice little extra cash flow. Get a little more serious. Learn to become an efficient inviter. You don't need to explain what I explained tonight. You need to become a good inviter. Invite people to listen to this information. We do this particular radio blog 5 nights a week, every night except for Tuesday and Friday at the same time, 8 p.m. Eastern time, 5 p.m. Pacific. And ultimately, if you become a good inviter, you'll see your checks will begin to grow. You'll see that your health will begin to improve because you're going to learn more and more from other people how they're benefiting from these various technologies, and you'll take advantage of them in the same fashion. We reward first-time listeners with free resonators so that you can actually try the energy and experience it firsthand without any expense. And we also reward anybody that invites somebody to listen to this radio blog show with free resonators. So, you know, give freebies, get freebies. Doesn't get any better than that, does it? It does, though. And that is, if you become efficient at this, inviting people, and there's other ways of getting information in front of people about these various technologies. But the bottom line is that as you do, your income will increase. As you help other people around the world begin to disseminate information on these topics, you will have the ability, if you choose, to leverage and be able to get more income based upon developing more exposure around the world. So you can easily, if you learn how to do it and you're willing to put the right action forward, develop full-time income working part-time. And then, if you have the vision like some of us, if you understand how big and how important this technology is, 8 billion cell phones in the world, they all need protected. Specifically, how many people have immune challenges or how many people would like to have a healthier, more stealth immune system? How many people like to lose inches and pounds? How many people would like to eliminate headaches or tooth discomfort or physical discomfort or anxiety or stress? And we have simple, effective solutions. Literally unlimited income opportunity avails your future if you choose to take the right actions. With that, please don't procrastinate. Get started tonight. You know, try some products. Become a brand partner. You know, choose whatever you want to do, but don't procrastinate. With that, back to you, Gary.
Thank you, Irv. Wow, that's a great way to pump up the show. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you took some great notes. Right now, if you ain't getting excited, I don't know how to open that excitement up. But other than we're going to give away some free samples. So if you're brand new and a first-time caller, what we're going to do is we're going to turn on your line. We're going to announce the last four digits of your telephone number. When you hear the last four digits of your telephone number, your mic is live. All I need you to do is basically tell me your first name, like to know the state you're calling from, and the most important is the person that invited you, because not only do you win a 9-day supply, but the person that invited you, they win a 6-day supply. And it's always nice to hear your name 3 or 4 times in an evening. So with that, Richard, it's Diana. Okay, Diana, will you open up the, y'all switched on me. Will you open up the line for me and call out the first person that's pressed 1?
Okay, well, tonight we have a full house, so if you are a first-time caller, please hit number 1, and I will let you in. Right now we don't have anybody in the queue. There we go. We have 94, or let's go. They're coming in now. 4572. 4572, you're live.
Yes, I am. And what did you want to know
Great.
Now?
First name?
Sammy. S-A-M-M-I.
Sammy.
Calling from?
Hey, Sammy. Who invited you tonight?
California. Adelita.
California. Okay,
nice.
And who invited you?
Adelita White.
Oh, nice.
Oh, Miss White. Okay, great. What did you think about what you heard tonight, Sammy?
Well, it's definitely interesting, and I took a couple of notes, and I was on another call, and so I kind of came in a little on the late side, but I think you were talking about the sleep card or something to that effect.
Great. Well, come back
and
often.
Yes.
We're here Wednesday night. We're here every night but Tuesday and Friday night. We start at 8 p.m., which is 5 p.m. your time. It'll be 6 p.m. out in the mountain time, 7 p.m. the central time, and listen to the whole show, or you can get back with Miss White, and if she happens to know my number or Herb's number, we will be glad to do the whole entire show just for you and explain it to you.
Okay. Sounds good.
And then bring that same notebook back when you come back and take good notes, and then you could learn a lot. We're doing a webinar tomorrow night, so if you get Miss White, if she's got the information, you can tune into the webinar and learn a lot from the webinar as well.
Okay. Okay. Will that be webinar be on a Zoom platform?
It's on a Zoom platform. And Sammy, if you would bring in the next 72 hours, all right, I'm going to make a little contest for you. In the next 72 hours, if you will get 4 people to come on and just listen and be on time at 8 o'clock, 5 o'clock Pacific time, you get 4 people that'll listen from start to finish, and at the end of it, they'll say, Sammy invited me. We will bump up give you 12 resonators of either WOW, CBD, Nitro, Sleep, or Relief, and we'll give you an EMF shield And the next 72 hours, we're going to make it. You got to work for it. But if you get four people to listen, and the next, basically the 72 hours, Wednesday and Thursday night, you will get 12 resonators. And that goes for anybody. Wednesday and Thursday night, you get four people to come in, say your name, listen to the whole show from start to finish, and we see on the record that they're there at 8, and they're there and ask a question. You will get 12 resonators and an EMF shield absolutely free, and we even pay the shipping. Is that a good deal or not?
Yes, we'll do that.
See you Wednesday night then.
All right.
Thank you, Sammy. All right, Diana, yep. Do we have anyone else that's pressed 1?
Yes, 9400.
Yes,
you're live.
9400.
Hello.
Marty. Hi.
Hi.
My name is Marty, M-A-R-D-I. I'm in Michigan. And Adelita White is the one that asked me to listen to the call.
Adelita, great. Miss White, she's on fire. Good.
She is, definitely. Yes. And she is bringing me something that I've been hearing rumblings of, and I've seen stuff on the Internet, but I didn't realize that there was anybody that was doing it as a business opportunity. So I'm kind of interested. I'm quite interested, actually, in some of these different cards that you're talking about.
Well, if you get back with Miss White, she should share with you 3 or 4 videos. I want you to write down this website, and you can. I'm gonna give you 2 websites, and you can go watch the videos. They're listed on the very first one. There's 4 of them right there on the top, and then after you watch those, you'll have a general idea of what you kind of may want to sample. You can get the Wow. You can get the Nitro. You can get the Relief. You can get the Sleep. Those are 4 that you can get absolutely free just for simply basically for listening in tonight. The first website I'm going to give to you is where you fill out the form. Read it carefully. Read it slowly and go. And go, there's a little box. Put everything in that you're interested in, and then put either Nitro. I'd like Nitro, or I'd like Relief, or I would like Wow, or I would like some Sleep. And then the same contest will go for you. Wednesday night and Thursday night, a 72-hour. You get 4 additional people to come on the show that says your name, Marty.
Yes, sir.
You win 12 resonators. You win 12 resonators and 1 EMF shield just for getting these people to listen to what we're having to say.
Sounds like a
deal?
Plan to me. Yes, it is.
All right. The website is www.quantumsolutionsnow.info. That's quantumsolutionsnow.info. If I can get Miss Diana to be nice and text after the end of the show, text the ones that have pressed 1. If you can text them that website, and then text them our team one, which is www.tinyurl.com/sharingtools, you will find all kinds of videos on our tinyurl.com/sharingtools. Go watch 4 or 5. Watch as many as you want, because you're going to be amazed at what you learn. And if that don't get you excited, other than we taking a blowtorch and putting it to the rear end, I don't know what will.
Yes, sir.
Well, they have to get somebody. They have to get you on fire some way.
There you go.
Thank you, Marty. Come back Wednesday and Thursday. Invite a bunch of friends. We're here every night, but Tuesday and Friday night. Now, if you'll get Miss White, tomorrow night we've got a Zoom webinar, and you might get lucky and win a $60 gift.
That would be very nice.
We give away one or two gifts every Tuesday night, and then please don't ever miss a Saturday morning. If you really are serious, on every Saturday morning we have a practitioner, a world-class, renowned-known practitioner or energy healer, somebody that's got major, major exposure and experience they actually have a practice. So I would not miss a Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 p.m. Pacific for nothing in the world. You will learn a lot. And thank you so much, and we'll see you Wednesday night. Looking forward to hearing from you and your friends.
Okay.
And then call Miss White after it's over and get her. Call Miss White after it's over and get her website, and just with everything that I've gave you, you've got enough information to do the next day or so to keep you busy.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you. All right, Miss Diana.
Yes, we have 1817.
That's James.
1817.
That's James.
Your first name, Jane? Hi, Miss Jane.
Yes.
What state you calling from?
I'm calling from Michigan.
Michigan, okay. And who invited you?
Etta Lita White.
Miss White, well, she is on fire. I wish I could find about 25 more like her. All right, great. What did you learn tonight, Alita? Or Jane, I'm sorry. What did you learn tonight?
I learned about the WOW card, the Nitro card, all these wavelength things going on in our bodies with the energy, and I really am wild about it.
Well,
awesome.
Get back with Miss White. And the information that I gave, I hope you wrote down as well. Miss Diana will text you those after the. She will text you after that, and that contest runs for you too. You get
okay
on Wednesday night and Thursday night. You get four of your friends to listen in and say your name. You will win 12 resonators and an EMF shield. Think you can
Wonderful.
Do that?
I surely can.
Great. We're looking forward to hearing your name called because it excites me when people win. I get really excited when people win.
Me too.
Great.
All right.
Looking
Thank
forward
you so
to
much.
It. Thank you for calling in. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, Miss Diana.
Next, we have 9946. 9946, you're live.
Okay. This is Shirley Oliver, and I was invited by, guess who, Adelita White.
All right.
Oh, great. Fantastic. Miss White's won
That's
12
her.
Resonators. Hurrah.
That's her four.
And
That's
an
her
EMF
four.
Shield.
Ooh.
That's four. Great, Miss White. Thank you. I want 25 more Miss Whites. Anyway, your first name?
Shirley, S-H-I-R-L-E-Y.
Hey, Shirley, what state are you in, ma'am?
I am in Georgia.
Good. You're in my home state. Great. What part of Georgia are you in?
Oh, I'm near Atlanta.
You're near Atlanta. Me too.
Okay.
I'm from North Georgia.
Oh, you're in North Georgia. Okay, right now?
Yes. No, not right now. Right now I'm in Oregon.
Okay.
But I live in Chickamauga, Georgia.
Awesome. Sounds good.
We don't have enough energy going on in Georgia yet though. So welcome to the call. We certainly appreciate you're tuning in, and we hope you get as excited as Gary is.
Okay.
Absolutely. What did you learn tonight?
Oh, I learned about the sensitivity, the frequencies, which I know we are electrical already. But I am really excited because not only for me, but I have a few pets of friends that they're about to lose. And I'm just really excited to see what it'll do for them.
Great.
Well, I guarantee you, as a, from Georgia to Georgia, you try this, you will go, wow. You'll be like me. I'm like an Energizer bunny rabbit. I don't ever run out of energy for some reason.
Oh, that is so.
But of course, now I've got, but I've got all kinds of resonators on me, though. I mean, it's just like, you know, my wife tells me that I need to take a bunch of them off and slow down some.
Okay, got it.
but I'm afraid I'm going to miss out. You know, there's only 24 hours in a day, and if I take them off and I kind of run down like, I'm afraid I'm going to miss out on all the excitement.
There you go, your Energizer bunny.
That's exactly. Well, she calls me Patches. Anyway, did you write down the websites?
I did not. So I know everyone did.
We'll get them text to you. And that contest is going to run from you. Same for you. Wednesday night and Thursday night. It kind of puts you a little under the gun. But Wednesday and Thursday night, you get four people to say your name, and they're here on time at 8 o'clock. They listen to the whole show. You will get 12 resonators and an EMF shield free, and we even pay the shipping just for helping share the information in the story. You will get all these resonators free.
Okay, so next Wednesday and Thursday.
Wednesday and Thursday. That's this Wednesday and Thursday.
Today is Wednesday, Gary.
Oh, today is Wednesday. Oh, my bad. Man, where have I been? That's right. Okay. You have Thursday night and Saturday night then. My bad. Or next Wednesday and Thursday. That'll work. Either one.
Okay. Okay.
I was thinking
this
is Monday night for some reason. I don't know why. But anyway, see how excited? I'm so excited that I went backwards. No.
Either that or you're a week ahead of the world. A week ahead of the entire world already.
I'm probably am. It's just like, meow. Anyway, thank you so much for calling in. And plug in and get with Miss White and basically tell her thank you. And for her to get in touch with me or Herb. And go fill out that form. Diana will text you the information. Watch the videos, and then get back with Miss White. Ask her for her website, and let's crank it up in Georgia.
Sounds good.
That works. Hi, Miss Diana.
Okay, at this point, we have no one else in the queue. I thought if you would like, I'd give a real quick testimony. If there's any first-time callers on the line that are sitting there that were like me in the past.
Yep, I'd love to hear about the fact how skeptical you are. Because when I first talked to you, you kind of like, And I said, I'll send you some samples. You listen to the show. Tell us your story.
Okay, so if you're a first-time caller, I advise you to hit number one because you are going to want to get these samples. I was probably the biggest skeptic that Gary had ever seen because I had been in the wellness realm and tried everything out there. And I was like, nope. I got the burn. And it was at Christmas time, right around Christmas time, I decided to try them. I didn't delve into the sugars and all of the goodies that were out. I actually lost a couple pounds and a few inches. It really helped the craving for all those things that I shouldn't be eating. The nitro has helped me tremendously with my energy. I love each and every product. And I am no longer a skeptic. I say, jump on board, grab your samples, and see what it can do for you, because If it can change my mind, the biggest skeptic in the world, I know you will be more than happy with them. And that's
absolutely
it. And no one else is in the queue.
Well, I'll go ahead and give one on food poisoning because 2 weeks ago, I was up in Yakima, Washington, and I went in and got some of the little miniature tacos off one of them little trucks, and they baked them little taco things, so I didn't know how they were. I asked the guy, but he spoke a language that I didn't understand. So anyway, all he understood was what green money was, and, you know, I didn't understand his language. He probably didn't understand mine. But anyway, I got 8 of these little tacos. They're about, maybe 2 inches if they're that big. They look like a Dorito shell, but I know they made a fortune because them little 8 little tacos for the chips and whatever they put inside of them is like $5.99. I thought that was a hoax. But anyway, I ate them, and I own a trucking company. So I was in Yakima picking up a load of apples and some cherries and some pears to bring back to Atlanta, Georgia. And I ate those while I was waiting on to get loaded. Went inside because sweat just popped out everywhere on my body. And I felt like I was about to throw up. I went in the cooler, 20-degree temperature, hoping to cool off. Got loaded, made it to the office, got my paperwork, got to my truck, and got inside. And basically rolled my window down and leaned over, and for the next hour, all I was doing was, it was all coming up, is all I can say. And then when it wouldn't come up no more, it still wanted to come out where there's nothing left to come out. And then when that went through its course, then all of a sudden it was like, uh-oh, I had to run to the restroom. And after about 3 trips to the restroom, it dawned on me, hey, idiot, you happen to have all these resonators on your chest, but you ain't got nothing on your stomach. So I went and grabbed me a Wow, I went and grabbed me a Relief, and I went and grabbed me a Nitro, and I put them on the bottom part of my stomach, and my mattress in my truck, I have a sleeper. So I've got 3 food freshness cards literally underneath my mattress. I've got one in my pillow. So I laid down, and it wasn't but about 5 minutes my stomach had quit kind of roaring and doing all it was doing. Everything kind of settled down, and I wanted to leave, but I didn't feel comfortable, so I laid down and closed my eyes. I fell asleep for about 4.5 hours. I got up. I was no signs of any kind of sickness. Now, the burn... 12 years ago, I had to make a split-second decision, again up in Washington, around Kent and Seattle area, and I was basically running a load of carpet and flooring and tile and rugs and vinyl up that way, and I do it every week. And this lady run a red light, and all I saw was her and 2 little babies and the car seat, and she ran a red light. I had a green light. So I had to make a split choice by looking to my left. There was cars and oncoming traffic, so that was not an option. Emergency lane to my right, which is not very wide, so I jerked the steering wheel basically to the right, and when I did, it caused my trailer to start tilting, and my truck and trailer missed her by about 6 inches, but I clipped a telephone pole, went straight over, and it ripped out the whole right side of my truck and trailer. I clipped a building, and about 35 yards later, I went down about an 8 to 10-foot embankment, and all my truck and trailer and carpet and buckets and tile and flooring and everything, I was loaded over 44,000 pounds, which would put me right at almost 79,998 pounds. All that come crashing in on top of me. And luckily God wasn't through with me yet, but it busted me up pretty bad. And at that time, the wife I had at that time could cook like no tomorrow. And she had a $1 million insurance policy on me, I found out later. And I do believe that that woman was literally trying to fatten me up for the kill, because I was like 175 pounds, 6 foot tall, good health, in my 40s. All of a sudden, within a year, I ballooned up to over 370, almost 375 pounds. Had to have one of them masks so you, when you sleep at night, you don't stop breathing. They wanted me to start taking a needle because of sugar levels. And, you know, it just, you go to try to run, you couldn't run. You'd be out of breath. Oxygen level got down to 92%. So I got introduced to this, and I didn't believe it at first, but I tried it. And then when I tried it, it made me a believer. And I started putting the burn on, and then I put some CBD around it. I put 3 burn on my stomach and a CBD, and I started dropping weight. Well, I'm at 255, and I'd hate to basically, but I like being straightforward with people. I actually have psoriasis, and I didn't get to take my shot for my psoriasis for about 4 months because somehow or another my insurance screwed up, and they didn't want to pay for it, and I didn't want to come out of my pocket with $8,000. So for the last 6 weeks, I haven't been wearing the burn, and I've noticed that it's starting to inch up. I got down to 255, and it's starting to inch up, so I've got to, as soon as my skin gets more clear again, where the resonators will stay on, even with tape doesn't stay on because of the flakiness of the skin. As soon as that gets clear, I'm going to be putting my burning CBD back on the bottom of my stomach. I wire it all on the top, because I'm not broke out at the chest, but around my stomach area, elbows and knees, I am. And I'm hoping to get down to where I was when I played football and wrestled. I'm hoping to get back down to 175 pounds by this time next year. So all I ask you to do is take my challenge. Challenge me. Take that challenge. And what is that challenge? That challenge is prove to me that they don't work. Drink you some water. If you're 100 pounds, drink 50 ounces of water every day. If you're 200 pounds, that means you need to drink 100 ounces of water every single day. And if you're like me, I hated water. Absolutely hated water. I'd drink a Mountain Dew or Coke before I drink water. Now, after wearing these resonators and having this earthing cart around and energizing my water, I try to drink 3 gallons of water a day. Yes, it makes me go to the restroom a lot, but it's healthy for you. I don't drink pops no more. I don't drink sodas. I've done away with my sweet teas. I love water, but it has to be my energized or through the food freshness card, running water over it and then putting it into the jug. And every week I take three gallons of water with me on the truck. And then I take about 8 gallons because I have a gaudy brindle pit bull, and she happens to have a wow tag and a CBD tag that literally is in her water, and that's in her water bowl. She has a food freshness card that's underneath her food, and then she wires a wow tag just like me, and a CBD tag like me. And for some reason, she loves water. She'll go through on a trip. Normally, it takes us about 6 to 7 days to leave Atlanta, basically leave Dalton, Atlanta, Georgia, come out to Kent, Seattle, get loaded, and then come back to Atlanta, Georgia. It takes us about 6 or 7 days, and she drinks about four gallons of water. I've never seen a dog drink so much water, but it's energized water. And that's my story, and I'm going to stick to it. So press 1. I'd love to hear some testimonials. Anybody, Diana, press 1. If not, we'll get Herb to tell one about immunity real quick.
Nope, we're still in a holding pattern.
Okay, in the meantime, while we're waiting for a brand partner to press 1, I'll talk a little bit about my experience with the immune patch. When I was first introduced to it several months ago, the company, you know, afforded us the opportunity to make purchases of this particular
battery for the first time, I was among the first people that pulled the trigger on it. And the day that it happened to have arrived, I had something crazy going on in that Niagara Falls was coming out of my nose. Now, I don't know, you know, what had caused that. And really, it doesn't make any difference. It just was one of those realities that I was experiencing. And typically, when I've had that experience in the past, the reality is that it rolls through the night. You know, you blow through a whole box of Kleenex. You're miserable most of the night. You can't go to sleep until you fatigue yourself out. You end up with Rudolph the Red Nose Syndrome. And that's sort of what I anticipated. Well, however, I put one of these resonators on, K27. That's a spot below your collarbone, above your breast. There's a little diagram that comes in the packages that explains, you know, ideal placement. And when you get your free resonators, I send out a sheet with some suggested placements. But the bottom line is that I put one on, didn't even read the manual or the, you know, the little brochure that came with it that said you should use two. And to my absolute amazement, within probably 15 minutes or so, that crazy Niagara Falls flow out of my nose was down to just a trickle. And, you know, I was, you know, really sort of surprised. Didn't know if it was the resonators or, you know, something else was, you know, kind of causing some relief, but I couldn't figure anything out. And it didn't take very long until I fell asleep. You know, it wasn't the old case of keep blowing your nose and, you know, can't go to sleep. That's not what happened. I fell asleep, woke up in the morning, and this was absolutely an epiphany for me. And that was, I was asymptomatic. I had no signs of whatever had happened that previous night. And needless to say, I love immune resonators, and I'll tell you why, okay? Not only was that kind of an eye-opening experience, but I have extreme allergies to cat dander. I've had them for, you know, decades that I'm aware of, and I am highly allergic to cats, highly allergic. I actually break out welts and hives if I'm exposed very long. Well, I was at one of our brand partners' house, and he has a cat, and cats, you know, love energy. So do all animals. You'll find that the more energy that you enjoy, the more you will attract the attention of animals and people that are tuned into energy. But ultimately, this cat came over to me. I started playing with it. I love animals, but, you know, I kind of was aware that it's a cat and I'm going to have problems. And I didn't have a resonator on. And sure enough, didn't take, you know, very long, a couple minutes. My eyes started to glass over and started to get little runny. And then my nose started to run. And at that point, I happened to tell our brand partner, Scott, I'm going to go outside and grab a resonator out of my van and see what happens. And he said, you don't need to go out. I have lots of them here. I said, well, I want to go out. I wanted to get some fresh air, too. I figured that would help. And I put a resonator on, came back in, and Scott was, you know, kind of watching the clock for some reason. In less than 8 minutes later, I was asymptomatic. I was clear. I've had that same experience happen several times in which I didn't have a resonator on for one reason or another. And I, you know, began to show the symptoms. I then put on the battery, the immune battery, and the symptoms rapidly disappear. And then I could play with the cats the rest of the day or whatever. And I try to keep replacing these resonators, the immune resonator, you know, every 3 days to make sure that I always have active vital frequencies improving my immune response. I highly recommend everybody do the same. Just makes perfect sense. Thank you.
Absolutely. And Irv, I wired those little immunity resonators. And as a truck driver and an owner-operator, I was called upon to take a lot of trailers up to New York and New Jersey and out to Los Angeles and San Francisco because of COVID-19 and people needing, basically, they were the hospitals were needing refrigerated trailers when people passed away. And you can call me crazy or dumb, whatever, but I loaded up on immunity, and I went out there. My immune system is boosted so high to this day, and some people still will call me crazy or nuts, but I haven't worn any gloves. You know, when everybody, where you look, go in these places and people wearing gloves, I'm thinking, you know, I just simply wash my hands a lot. I've used, basically it's corn liquor now, sanitizer just about. And the mask, I don't wear them because it's like, you know, to me, and don't nobody take this wrong, but, you know, if a person has a poop and they poop, you know, make a little noise, if your jeans as thick as they are won't hold that in, I don't believe a mask will keep out that small particle neither. So I don't wear a mask, and I don't go anywhere where they did, which some people said I shouldn't be doing that, you know, and shouldn't be saying that. And that's just me. I'm not trying to tell anybody what to do, but I haven't gotten sick. I haven't gotten colds or hadn't hardly got, I'm running all the time. I'm around a lot of people in truck stops, out in the atmosphere, or not in the atmosphere, but out in the air. And all these places in Seattle, Portland, Oregon, Los Angeles, and San Francisco, out in Phoenix, was in New York, Connecticut, and New Jersey. All last year through that whole pandemic, I kept wearing the immunity, and of course, I did wear two or three, and I'm a big guy. You know, I'm 6 foot tall, and, you know, basically now I'm down to about 255, probably gained an ounce or two or maybe a pound, but somewhere between 255 and 260 now, in that general vicinity, because I know I gained a little bit of weight, I could tell. But anyway, I wear all the resonators, and, man, I'm so full of energy. And if you can't tell I'm excited, I don't know what it is. I mean, you know, it needs to catch on fire. You need to get the excitement in, people. Diana, we got anybody that pressed one at all?
Yes, we do. 6992.
Hey, Gary, what's going on, man?
What's up?
Hey, what's up? I never really realized that. What do you know about Mad Dog 2020 and Thunderbird? I didn't realize you would know something about that.
Well, back in the day, I when you skipped school, the young girls liked to get, you know, they wanted to go drink some wine and skip school. I ain't gonna lie, back years and years ago, I was a heathen, and it took me a while to find God. But back in the day, yeah, I did. And then I tell people now, because I knew that was some of the most nastiest tasting wine, and just out of curiosity, I bought some, and I poured it in a shot glass, and I waved the card over it, and then I put two equal shot glasses. I moved one about 8 to 10 feet away, and I waved that earthen card over top of it, and then I put the earthen card on top of it, and, you know, waved it for about a minute to two, then put it on there for about a minute or two. And then I had someone taste the Mad Dog 2020. They looked at me very weird, and I said, if you spit it out, if you spit this other glass out, we're even. And so they took a shot of the one that had the earthen card over it, and they said, I'm getting your $100. I said, okay. I said, take a sip of that oven over there. And they took a sip of that oven, and they threw it out. And I said, you know, I get to keep my $100, don't I? He says, what did you do to that wine? I said, I didn't do nothing. I handed you the earthen card. What did you do to that wine? He said, man, that wine tastes so good, so fine. And then he said, I seen you pour it out of the same bottle. And I said, but you took the card. What did you do? I said, I know what you did. He said, what? I said, you said hocus pocus or some magical trick when you did that, didn't you? And they just laughed, and they said, no. I said, well, there you go. Did you try that little experiment?
Oh, no. I just brought that up. See, back in the day, I was drinking Well, I was drinking Boone's Farm back in the day. So, but that's not why I called. This is the reason why I called. Is I do have a good testimony because Professor Samuels, he reminded me. But I was just going to say that Adelina White was the one that I sponsored into this,
She's on fire.
But my testimony with Professor Samuels reminded me, and I totally forgot about it, but I had put a week ago, I put an immunity patch on my throat, right there below the Adam's apple, where you got that little hole in your, like you can push the little
right
hole in your throat.
Esophagus. Yes. Yep.
I put an immunity there, and I have a lot of mucus that I've been, I go through these mucus, I be coughing, you know, usually early in the morning, I'm just coughing and spitting, all kinds of mucus, and I noticed that the last couple of weeks, I haven't been doing that at all. I put it right on my throat. Immunity.
Awesome.
And it, when he was talking, I put another one on there while I was talking. But that was my testimony.
Awesome. Awesome.
How about that? We're so proud of Miss White. It's incredible what she's doing. But how about telling us a little bit of what you're experiencing relative to some discomfort in your feet?
Oh, I noticed today. I don't have the old man walk because me and Gary are about the same age. Matter of fact, I think I'm a little older than Gary. But because of my feet, the soreness of my feet that I used to have, now I think I'm about an inch taller now. I'm standing straight upright, but because now I can put the pressure on my feet that I could never have done. It's been over a year, and I had, not to say what the condition was, I had like numbness in my feet. It was like nerve pain. And this time last year, I was on a walker and a cane. I couldn't even stand up and really go in the bathroom. Actually, it was embarrassing. My son actually had to help me up off of the toilet a few times because I could get down there, but I couldn't get up. So I've had a long journey. I've been looking for something like this. It's just like one of the Adelita's guests said, you know, it's almost like when, you know, that saying is when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. I've been actually looking for a company that had the EMF technology. And I've been the EMF technology, so I didn't know anything else about the immunities and the burn and the CD and all this other. This was just like icing on the cake. I was just happy to find the EMF protection. And my grandchildren, my baby granddaughter, she's only two, and they got the iPad, you know, iPads, and I put three EMF shields on the back of hers. My other granddaughter, she's only like four and a half. I put two on the back of her iPad on her tablets. So, you know, I got EMF protection on my cell phones, my landlines. I'm getting ready. I need some more. Y'all can send me some more free gifts too. I need some EMF shield. I'm gonna put one on my Wi-Fi. You know, my modem, my TV. If you got a microwave, that's the first place. My microwaves, I haven't bought. I had two microwaves. They bit the dust. I haven't bought another one. I'm not going to buy no more white microwaves. But if you're on this call, you got a microwave, that's the first place you put an EMF shield down is your microwave.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
I'm like an energizing bunny.
Yeah, that's great. We actually had a seminar some time ago in which the practitioner, you know, talked about the damaging effect of the microwave, in that, you know, if you literally use water that has been microwaved and put it on your plants, they'll die. What does that tell you?
That tells you a lot. That tells you a whole lot.
Yeah, everybody ought to do that experiment and microwave some water and then and get you a plant that you don't care about and microwave you some water and then let it cool down and then put that water, put that microwave water after it's cooled down over a plant and watch what happens and just think you're putting this into your body. Now, I'd like to do something else. I'm going to give everybody my email address. I'm putting together something for a testimonial, a little thing that we're going to be able to give out to people. So if everybody would write out and basically take their testimonial and write out and send me an email to S like Sam, X like X-ray, P like Paul, R like race, E like entertainment, S like Susie, S like Sally, the numeric 2 and 4 at Gmail. We're going to put something together and for a testimonial page for our group. That way you'll be able to share it with people of testimonials. And the more we get people to send me emails of the testimonials, the more we'll be able to, the more testimonials we can put together on in our group. For our group and for our family here at Rolling Energy. Diana, you started to say something?
Yes, Gus would like to give a testimony. He is online.
Great. Hey, Scott.
Thank you, Charles. Thank you very much, Charles. Thank you.
Yes, Charles. Thank you.
Good evening, did I have any guests this evening?
Yes. No, not yet.
No, they didn't identify themselves anyhow.
Okay, because I invited like 6 people today, so. Okay, yeah. Well, anyhow.
You're doing everything right.
Last night I was having trouble breathing. Like, it was stuffy in the house. And so I get up out of bed and I put in immunity on my nose. And 10 minutes later, I was out like a light. And then this morning I took it off my nose, of course, but I could breathe. That's, you know what I mean?
Now, why did you take it off your nose?
I wasn't going to run around all day with immunity on my nose. I could put that somewhere else, but you know what I mean? Because I could breathe. When I get up, I could breathe.
Yeah.
I was like, there was no way I could sleep. You know what I mean? I was that stuffed up, you know what I mean? So, just got stuck in immunity on the old nose, and 10 minutes later, I was out like a light.
Wow.
It's just something. I mean, it's something. So, and you know the cards are something, because I sold a pile of cards today, so it was a great day. You know what I mean? The earthing card, the strength test, it don't fail you. I mean, it just, you know, you want to show somebody how that card works. You did a finger test. It's something. It is just truly something. I can't get over it. So.
Absolutely.
The earthing card has done for me, it's really changed my life. So you wake up every day of your life and you got to run to the bathroom to either one or the other, either vomit or, you know, equity school. It's just something how after getting that card, within a week, that all went away. So anyway, it's amazing. If you don't have an earthing card, you truly need to get one.
Hey, Scott, let's do this right here.
I have one on my dog. What's that?
Let's do this right here, Scott. Okay. For example, if you could never get no more earthing cards and somebody offered you $5,000 for your earthing card and you could never have another one, would you let your earthing card go for $5,000?
No, I wouldn't sell mine. No. No way.
Because it's done wonders for your stomach, hasn't it?
Oh, it's amazing. It's just truly amazing. And that food freshness card, if you're really not feeling good when you get up in the mornings, if you ate something you shouldn't eat and you feel like, or you got like heartburn or something going on, just take that food freshness card, lay it on your stomach, and lay down for 10, 15 minutes, and I guarantee you, you're going to be up and like, wow, man, that's crazy. I blew a lot of people's minds today with that card, with the earthing card. It's just, everybody's like, that's crazy. I was like, no, it's called quantum resonating energy.
Absolutely. We got five minutes. Scott, tell everybody about the kind of help.
We do.
Tell everybody about the help you can
to
get.
Give a testimony.
Okay.
We do have.
All right, let's go.
Okay. Thank you, Scott.
All right.
3640. 3640, you're live.
3640. Oh, I hear him.
I do too. Hello?
3640, your mic is live.
Okay, it's Liz Workman.
Hey, how are you, ma'am?
I've had a runny nose all day today. I'm wondering if I'm detoxing.
I don't know. I'd take that immunity and stick on my nose, though. Take your immunity and stick on your nose.
Yeah, I have that, but that didn't help too much. But I'll tell you what, I'm laying on two earthing cords I have on me, and two fresheners, the three freshener cards, and I'll tell you what, I went to bed early, and I have them in my pillow and on my mattress, and all of a sudden, my nose quit running.
Praise the Lord.
It has not stopped all day.
It's unreal how this stuff works. It's a gift from God, I guess. It's amazing how this technology works.
Do you think
anyway, you heard her. You heard. Go ahead.
Yeah. Do you think that that's a sign of just detoxing because I've been doing all this? Your nose running like that.
I don't know if detoxing would make your nose run, though. Herb?
Hello?
Detox make your nose run?
Very commonly, yes. Could.
Well, I'll tell
okay.
you what, all day today, it has dripped all day long. I've been miserable. But I'm laying on these two cards. I have a nourishing card in my pillow and a food freshener. And I have one in my mattress, a freshener card. And I'll tell you what, I come to bed early, and I laid here, and all of a sudden, everything's gone.
Marvelous. Now, we always talk about stressors in our life, and there could be, you know, it could be any group of circumstances. There's possibility that maybe your next-door neighbor just had a smart meter installed on their house. It could be that they just deployed a new 5G broadcaster in your area. It could be that some, you know, for one weird reason or another, some mold or bacteria has, you know, kind of flourished in your area. There's just so much in our world that complicates every aspect of our lives.
I'm just wondering, today,
sorry to cut y'all off. We got less than 60 seconds. I need to close it out. Thank you, each and every one of you, for attending tonight. Make sure you come here Wednesday night. Make sure you come back tomorrow night, Thursday night, and Saturday night, and Sunday night, and Monday night. I'll get it right here in a little bit. I need to put some more wow on to get some brain focus. Anyway, thank you all. God bless you. God bless America and Rolling Energy. We love you. Thank you. And we'll see you tomorrow night, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday night. Get those people on the show and win. Get into Irv in my pocket. Let's give away some more samples. We're not giving away enough. Thank you all. Good night, all.
Thank you. Bye.